Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 52, winds southeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour, fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 26. Right now, skies are clear to partly cloudy and it's 32 degrees. In the news, police in Creston Thursday morning arrested a man on an assault charge. Authorities report 35-year-old Manuel Luke Richardson of Creston was arrested around 5:20 a.m. in the 1100 block of South Cherry Street on a charge of domestic abuse assault, second offense. Richardson was later released from the Union County Jail after posting bond. And a Creston man reported to police Thursday morning that his vehicle was stolen from outside of his residence in the 300 block of North Sycamore Street sometime after 6 p.m. on Wednesday. The dark brown 2017 Buick Enclave was valued at $25,000. The Iowa Department of Transportation is requesting public input for the proposed replacement of the U.S. Highway 59 bridge over the East Nishnabotna River, 1 mile north of Iowa Highway 148, on the Page and Fremont County line. The project includes replacing the existing 372-by-28-foot continuous I-beam bridge with a 541-by-44-foot pretension pre-stressed concrete beam bridge. The new bridge approaches and guardrails will be constructed as part of this project. Construction is anticipated to begin in 2023. Now, when it begins, through traffic on U.S. Highway 59 will be detoured during the construction using Fremont County Roads J32, M16, and J18. It's anticipated the detour would be in place for about 120 days. The East Nishnabotna River is a recreational paddling route, and that'll be closed temporarily during the construction. Signs will be posted during construction that will direct users to a safe place to land a small boat or inner tube, and it'll be maintained on the upstream side, with along with a safe place to launch downstream, maintained on the downstream side as well. Information will be posted during construction on the Iowa DNR's interactive river mapping system. For general information regarding the proposed improvements, you can view the information online at www.iowadot.gov/PIM, or you can contact Scott Sewer, District 4 Transportation Planner in Atlantic. Number is 249-4015 or 800-289-4368. Elsewhere in the news, an accused sex offender from California was arrested Thursday morning in Hampton by the U.S. Marshals Office. Brian Fancher reports from Hampton.
85-year-old Nin Tad Ho was wanted by the San Gabriel Police Department in L.A. County, California, on felony charges of child molestation. He is named in a 17-count complaint filed in April 2019, charging him for child molestation against multiple victims dating back to 1987. Members of the Northern Iowa Fugitive Task Force observed Ho exiting a residence in Hampton and took him into custody without incident. Ho was transported to the Linn County Jail and awaits extradition back to California.
Well, state regulators are giving sportsbook operators permission to let Iowans place a specific kind of bet that may be popular during the upcoming NCAA tournament. Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission Administrator Brian Orilko says it's called pools wagering.
In a typical sports wagering format, the customer is betting against the house or the sportsbook. In this particular case, customers will be wagering against each other.
And there's typically a fee, of course, to be a part of the pool.
Those fees are totaled. The house usually collects a percentage, typically between 5 and 15% is what we've seen in some other states. And then the rest of money is distributed back to the customers, and it really depends on the type of contest and the rules.
In some instances, it may be a winner-take-all scenario, while in others, the top 10 finishers or so are paid. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission voted Thursday to allow this type of betting at the request of DraftKings, but all sportsbook operators will now be able to collect these kind of wagers.
Currently in the state of Iowa, we have the more common types of sports wagers approved, such as money lines, point spreads, totals. And as we are getting closer to the NCAA basketball tournament, it really was no surprise that we did get a request from the industry to consider pools wagering.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament is scheduled to begin March 18th. In other action Thursday, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission voted to renew the state operating license for 17 of the state's casinos, and the Isle of Capri in Waterloo and Prairie Meadows each agreed to pay a $20,000 fine after minors were caught gambling on those casino floors. Well, if you're going to threaten someone, especially a high-ranking government official, you shouldn't do it on their voicemail. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly explains.
A Southwest Iowa man is charged with first-degree harassment after leaving a profanity-laced voicemail at the office of Governor Kim Reynolds. The Iowa State Patrol says 48-year-old Harvey Hunter of Stewart left the voicemail in January. In the recording, troopers say Hunter calls the governor a treasonous dictator, calls COVID-19 a scam, and says everyone involved, including Reynolds, should be hung for treason or face a firing squad. Hunter was arrested February 3rd and released on bond. In his court appearance this Wednesday, he entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Matt Kelly.
And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.